Welcome to A Bit of Grace. Hi, it's Julia. Have you ever been really excited to get something and then let down when it actually turned out to be something else? Yesterday, I started preparing a mixed bean salad with a variety of vegetables. After making the salad dressing, I cut up lots of vegetables. It was quiet in the kitchen, a little zen time as I sliced and diced the fresh produce. The next job was to open a can of bean medley, a fancy name for mixed beans. You've probably heard the expression, open up a can of worms. Well, I was about to open up a can of beans. It's amazing how our pets can be out cold, sound asleep, and yet hear the tiniest noise that might bring them a treat. Instantly, after the can opener punctured that can, our cat was suddenly awake and trotted into the kitchen. She started meowing, and with each turn of the handle, she got louder and louder. Clearly, she thought bigger and brighter things were about to happen, like a can of tuna being opened. She knows when tuna sandwiches are being made, she usually gets a taste. Here I was, working away with this crazy cat howling, trying to get her way. I kept saying, no, there's nothing here for you, but she kept howling and carrying on. She sat right beside me in the kitchen and refused to leave. It got to be a comedy scene as I continued prepping, despite her obvious displeasure. I looked down to see this cat so determined not to give up and let go. At one point, she was so ticked that she sat with her back to me. I don't know if she was thinking, this is what I want it to be, and there's going to be tuna. Well, there wasn't. And after about 15 or 20 minutes, she finally gave up and went off silently. It really made me think about something. How we humans can get stuck and hung up on something we want so badly. We live with delusion, thinking if we wish and hope long enough, it's just going to happen. We expect it will show up and we're going to get our way. When in reality, we have to take action. We have to create the situation. We have to grab the opportunities and do something about it. We can't just sit there with our back turned and stubbornly think, I'm going to get what I want, while not doing anything about it. Granted, a cat can't open a can, but we humans can do a lot. We can make an effort to do our best and create an outcome. We can strive to improve rather than sitting on our butts saying, nothing's going to change. It's always the same, blah, blah, blah. That whole negative thinking, self-pity talk is a trap we can fall into when things don't go as planned. The time has come to own our stuff and take responsibility for our actions and inactions. Avoiding, denying, doubting, procrastinating, and worrying are familiar wastes of time. Wishing and hoping for the best won't help us to achieve anything. Take responsibility and actually do something about it. I suggest you take action, enjoy the action, and the accomplishment of whatever it is that you complete. Be happy with that and get that feeling going for you. Enjoy the process. Look forward to the process, the challenge. Jump at the opportunities. You'll be surprised at how far you can go when you just start to jump, take action, and believe in possibilities. If you'd like to know more about the services I offer, visit juliagrace.ca. The information provided on A Bit of Grace podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. Always consult with a professional for medical advice.